Welcome to the Scholarship Athlete Podcast. This is a place where you come to get information that can help you in the recruiting process with trying to get some form of scholarship. Okay, so this is the place to come. I'm your host, Alex Molden. I played in the NFL for 8 years. Me and my wife, we have 8 children, but 3 of those have received athletic scholarships at either the Division I or Division II level. So we've gone through the process and we've kind of weeded out all the things, the questions that you might have had or are having when it comes to getting a scholarship and what all that means. Okay, so this is a place. Make sure if you get a second, I want you to go to the scholarshipathleteacademy.com. You go to that website and there's a recruiting scorecard. You don't even have to go to the website. Actually, you can just go. There's a link in the show notes of this podcast, but there's a recruiting scorecard. It takes about 2 to 3 minutes and it's about 15 questions, but it really lets you know like where you are in this whole recruiting process. So, so there you have it. Anyway, to the topic, your boy got his email hacked this week. And actually it was last week, but I'm still going through this whole process of the investigation and, you know, because when it went into my email, it got account information. And so that was the reason why I did not drop an episode last week, is I was dealing with all this stuff. And normally I have episodes banked, about 2 to 3 episodes banked that I do on Fridays. And so, but this one, because of graduation and then this issue, I just got behind. And so I didn't drop an episode last week. So I apologize for that. But I got hacked and it's very discerning. Or maybe that's the wrong word. It was just, I felt vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody got into my account. And then they got my account information to my bank statements, and then they're trying to pull money, all right, or emailing different businesses that I do speaking engagements for, or I consult, and they're asking them to send them a check at a different address or a different bank account. So it just reminded me like how, you know, when you fake it, you know what I'm saying? Like when you fake things, at some point there's going to be a light that shined and the real person is going to be found out. And it was kind of like, man, it's the same thing that happens a lot with people, not just athletes, but when you pretend to be somebody, right? And you can do that because of social media. You could pretend to be the hardest worker on your sport team. And you can have the right profile, the right videos, even your highlight, you know, for your sport, it can be phenomenal. But sooner or later, there's going to be a coach that, you know, you might get his attention, and then they'll sit in there, watch a game, or they'll come to a practice. And then it's like, man, they're being sold some goods that's fool's gold. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're being scammed, right? So at the end of the day, who you are will come out. And I'm saying that to any individuals who think that they're working hard and they're doing everything that they can possibly do to set themselves up to get some form of scholarship. But if you ain't putting in the work, if you're not being accountable, right, all these things will show up. So make sure that you're not the one that's just talking the talk. You have a pretty profile on Twitter/X. You're saying all the right things, but if you're not producing in the games or the games that you've played in the past, you need to look in the mirror. And you need to protect yourself by putting in the work. I did not have the protection that I needed on my the security on my emails. Best believe now, I've learned and I've invested. I put money into making sure that this won't happen again, because it's I don't like being vulnerable. Just like a lot of college coaches, they don't like being vulnerable. So I'm going to do what it takes to not feel this way again. Right? So it's the same thing, making sure that you're setting yourself up. You're doing all the little things and you're not afraid to be coached hard. Because in my world, that's love. If I don't coach you, if I just don't care, that's not how you want to be seen or treated if you're an athlete. But some coaches might do that because you've made the same mistakes. You're not putting in any effort. The energy that is required that you're told either by your coach or your teammates is not being put out there. They'll be indifferent. And that's the place where you don't want. If a coach is upset at me, I'm okay with that. If he's happy with me, man, I'm cool with that too. But if he's indifferent, he or she, or is indifferent, that means they don't care anymore. You don't want to be in that situation. So if playing at the next level, that means in college, if you want to do that, there's a couple of things that you need to do. Okay. Number one is you need to be available. You need to be healthy. So doing everything that you need to do to your body with strengthening it, make sure you get enough sleep, make sure you get enough vitamins, minerals, you get enough water, like all that good stuff, your mobility, your flexibility, making sure all of that you're doing what you're supposed to do, being available. Number two, you need to make sure that you're doing things that others are not willing to do. The extra things. And if you're working out with your team, that's phenomenal, especially if it's early in the morning. If it's early in the morning, that's different. I love that. So make it like, so doing that, okay, with your doing tough stuff and doing it early in the morning, and then working on your art and your craft, working on the fundamentals. And then the last thing is making sure you are capable to repeat those things. You got to be capable. That means you got to be in shape. You got to have great conditioning. If you're doing those things, and then you also making sure you are attending the different clinics and camps. That's just speeding up your process. It's educating you. You're getting information to help you become a better athlete or a better athlete in your sport. Getting information from those who know more than you. Okay? It's a short one, but I just want to come to you guys. I apologize. This will not happen again. This will not happen again. All right, your boy getting hacked. I believe there's fruit that can come from even the worst situations. Okay, so update your security on your emails, because it's more important than your social media, whatever, getting hacked. Getting your email hacked, that's another level. I don't want that, guys, to happen to you. And I don't want you to try to hack, these college coaches that might be wanting to recruit you. Don't cheat them. Don't try to pull the wool over their eyes. Okay. Until next week, you guys be productive. And I'm out.